Okotoks, hockey players from the Bow Valley brought home gold. The trio of Will McLaughlin, Isaac Reap and Griffin Horn brought home the top prize when the U15AAA Airdrie Extreme went undefeated at Provincials March 24-26 in Okotoks against the top teams in Alberta. With 27 total goals, the Extreme received a hard-earned victory that the Bow Valley players had a big part of for the team. Tyson Solowski, head coach for Airdrie Extreme, said the three Bow Valley locals had key roles, which made a big impact on ending the season on a high. "I think a big credit to them is just being able to come to practice every day, and I know it's a long way from Canmore, but they show up and work hard every single day trying to get better and definitely did that throughout the course of the season," he said. "It makes a coach pretty proud to see that kind of effort." Solowski said he was both proud and excited with the team's performance this season and that the hard work paid off with the season ending with a championship. The Extreme entered Provincials as the top U15AAA team in Alberta and fourth ranked across Canada after a 36-1 record in the Alberta Elite Hockey League. Reap is described by Solowski as the player who will do anything for his teammates and covers all the small details needed by a team, while Solowski said Horn, who lives in Lac des Arcs, is the workhorse that will do anything. McLaughlin, with his high-end plays, allows the team to get possession of the puck. In the final game, he, Griffin, made just an absolute crazy play to block a shot and take on two guys and then pass it over to a player to score shorthanded goal. "So that was a huge, huge goal for our team," said Solowski. Apart from winning Provincials, McLaughlin said winning against the St. Albert Sabres in Game 3 of the weekend was a big moment as they are the top of the North Division with the Extreme are top of the South Division. "Everyone was super excited to have another big win against one of the strongest teams there," said McLaughlin of the team's win over St. Albert. Going game after game without a loss helped build more confidence, which McLaughlin described as a huge part in playing their best game on the ice, allowing for high-end hockey and big plays that would lead to the eventual victory in the final game against the Calgary Bisons. "I threw my helmet probably like 20 feet in the air or something like that. It was one of the best moments, just hugging the team after winning that. It's just an incredible feeling," said McLaughlin.